Welcome back to the show. That's right. That music you hear is time to introduce our first guest of the show, our resident astrologer to the stars, Ann Nordhaus Bike. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you again.
I know. We had scheduled you in a couple of weeks ago, but I had a little thing pop up or pop out. My little baby.
Surprise.
Surprise. But we're glad to have you on the show, folks. We're going to be talking all about your star signs this morning. And we're going to clean out. We're doing some spring cleaning of the soul, right, Ann?
Absolutely. This is a perfect time to be doing it.
Awesome. Now, just give a little, if you don't know Ann, she's been on the show a bunch of times. Ann, give them a quick background.
Well, I'm an astrologer and an artist, so we have this thing going, you know, where we look at how you decorate your inner self, if you will, and look at your stars so that you could do that so your outer environment is great and harmonious.
Yeah, and it's almost therapeutic in a way.
Absolutely.
You provide this therapeutic answer to people that, you know, it's not based in, well, some would say it is based in science, but others say it's based in the stars.
It's based on both. It uses science to do an art of the soul, if you will.
All right, good. Well, let's get our brooms out and start cleaning first with Mr. Badish upstairs.
All right.
Roger, you're Cancer. When's your birthday?
June 24th.
Cool.
And Roger's been having some medical stuff going on.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry to hear that, Cancer, but you have like wonderful protection going on because you have Jupiter in your sign all year. So if you've been sort of having some lucky breaks and things like that, that's part of what that's about. You have it there until like mid-July, which is wonderful. So actually, you're one of those four signs out there right now. It's Cancer, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, that have been facing some troubles. It's been a really intense time for you. So if you feel like it's one thing after another and all you do is go from one crisis to another, actually, that's what's going on. But it's going to lift. It's going to reach ahead this month.
Good.
Wonderful.
Second half of April, but then things will start to get better by the time of your birthday and the end of July.
I'm so happy.
See, I told you I'd
so
help
happy.
You, Roger.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit of a lift. Some of this pressure will start to come off. You're very welcome, and I wish you the best and good health. And, you know, the angels are with you. You got Jupiter in your sign right now.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome. God bless, Roger.
One is saved automatically. You've just saved me.
There you go.
If you were here, I'd hug you. I'll hug you ethereally.
The healing energy.
There you go.
All right, let's get right to the phone lines right now. We have Denise holding. Hey, Denise, what's going on? What's your sign?
Good morning, Scorpio.
Scorpio, and you got some stuff going on in your life right now?
Yes, trying to find a new job.
All right, well, Ann, what can Scorpio expect?
Scorpio's had it tough, so I'm giving you a hug too, Denise. You've had Saturn in your sign for, you know, since 2012, and Saturn comes along and just kind of drains your energy. It's really hard on all of us, but what Saturn does is Saturn wants you to do the hard work. Saturn wants you to be a grown-up and be really responsible. So if you're looking for a job, you need to be a grown-up, you know, dress the part, study, do all the hard work so you're totally prepared, and just recognize that with Saturn, stuff takes time. You don't get the reward till you do the work. But if you do the work, you will get the reward, and you're going to get some relief because Saturn's been in your sign for a couple of years, but it's going to move into the next sign at the end of this year, 23rd of December. So you get some relief. In the meantime, take really good care of yourself. Get a lot of rest. Saturn drains you if you're not careful.
Thank you.
Denise, what field are you in? I'd like to know. I'm out of curiosity.
Education, working with disability students.
Okay, good. Folks, you hear that. If anybody out there is looking for a great gal like Denise, you know what? Email us here at the show. You can, Caitlin, what's our email address?
You mean?
Where Denise can maybe get a potential lead for a job.
That's a good question. She can email me.
Yeah,
and
sure,
I can help her
that.
Out more.
Email our producer, Caitlin. What is that?
It is C as in cat, P as in potato, F-R-Y at WGNradio.com.
There
and
you
Scorpios
go.
Scorpios are great hard workers.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
all right, let's get to our next caller. We have David. Hey, Dave, what's going on? What's your sign?
Leo.
You're a Leo. Ooh, this is my son's a Leo. I'd like to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Well, Leo, if you're feeling like you just can't quite get your luck to turn around, that's going to change. So we're talking to Roger and how he's got Jupiter in his sign this year. Jupiter sits in a sign for a whole year. The baton's going to pass to Leo in July, and that's wonderful. But in the meantime, you've got all this fiery energy this month. The sun is in Aries, a couple more planets there right now, and that's good energy for you. It's in a nice harmonious angle for you. So take advantage of the spring energy, the spring cleanings. Clean stuff out.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You got it, David. Thanks for calling. All right. We have time for a couple more here. Carolyn, let's see. Carolyn, How you doing? Welcome to the show. What sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
A Virgo. It's a new one.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Great. How are you, Ann?
Good. Good. Thank you. What's up with you? What are you looking for today?
Well, when I had my last birthday in September, it just seemed like the bottom fell out. And it, like you were saying before, crisis after crisis. I did have surgery and a car accident, and it's just been bad luck ever since my birthday of last year.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm getting through it. I'm getting better. And also, an old boyfriend from 40 years ago.
Hey, now.
Contacted me. Woo-hoo. And,
is he trying to spark it up again? Is that what's going on here, Carolyn?
Well, I don't know where it's going, but it was just weird, in between all these crises, and then he shows up.
Maybe he's your knight in shining armor, possibly.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, yes, I need one.
Well, I will tell you a couple quick things. With Virgo, your planet is Mercury. And so Mercury is this zippy planet right by the sun, moves really fast, which gives you an indication of what Virgos and Geminis also, they're both ruled by Mercury. This is what they need to do. Take really good care of your nervous system. But you've had it a little bit tough because you have a big planet, Neptune, sitting opposite you over in Pisces. And that's challenging you. And what Neptune does is come along and say, okay, you got to fix all this stuff health-wise. And Virgo's very health preoccupied and diet preoccupied. So this has probably been a really good year for you to kind of retrench, take really good care of your health. But I'd recommend, too, start watching Mercury. If you want to go to my website, you can get these dates, www.anbcommunications.com. You can find it over in the blog. There's an article from December 31st, 2013 that has these dates. But Mercury retrograde, it happens three times a year. That's your planet. It feels like you go backward. That's when this guy might have come into your life. People from the past will come in. And it's time to pay attention to things and look back at the past, maybe do things a little bit differently and see what you want to do when it moves forward. But you, of all people, really need to take care of your nervous system. Just take really good care of you because you want to be of service to people. And sometimes it can go overboard.
Yeah, that's some great advice, Carolyn. Does that hit home for you?
Yes, sir. That's great.
Good stuff.
I'll try to follow it.
Well, I wish you good health.
Yeah, and thanks for calling the show. We got to take a quick break right now, folks. We're going to have more with Ann Nordhaus Bike here on The Design Dude with Frank Fontana right after the break. Folks, that's not me breathing weirdly. I'm sorry. That's Enigma. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. You're listening to The Design Dude. And we're talking about spring cleaning of sorts. Well, spring cleaning of the soul, that is. Joining me in studio is astrologer to the stars, Ann Nordhaus Bike. Hey, before we get into it, coming up at 7, we got Lou Manfredini. He's going to be doing all sorts of fixing your home stuff like he does best. That's at 7 o'clock. And then before that, though, we have our luminaire designer, Doug McClellan, is here. He's back from his world travels somewhere, dishing on some design news. That's coming up after the 6:45 break. But right now, let's get to these callers, Ann, that have been holding for your knowledge. We have Lisa on the line. Lisa, how are you, and what's your sign?
Hi, I'm Scorpion.
Scorpio, okay. And what's going on in your life right now?
Family issues, so looking for some advice.
Okay. Ann?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And have you found that you've had to be the grown-up in some of these cases?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, that's Saturn in your sign again that we were talking about earlier with Denise. When you have Saturn in your sign, Saturn is a planet associated with old age, old people, mature people, authority. Mm-hmm. And so if you have Saturn in your sign, that's actually great. So you can help, maybe not referee, but you can be the example. So if you can live your highest potential, like we always talk about on the show together, live your best self, And actually, that's related to what's going on right now with spring cleaning for the soul. The sun's in Aries right now. This is a great time to clean things out.
You see anything good for... When my mom passed, everybody fell apart. So I'm looking...
We're sorry to hear that.
Going to change.
And now, have you got the baton of the matriarch? Is that what's happening? Like everything's kind of resting on your shoulders?
Well, they kind of tried, but I backed off because... I can't put myself in that position.
Yeah.
Right.
Smart.
That's very smart, actually. So you're already getting Saturn's wisdom. You can show by example and by how you respond, or a lot of times you withdraw from the arguing, But I will give you some nice feelings of hope here. Saturn's going to leave your sign in December. So you got a little ways to go, but after your birthday, some of this energy is going to lift. But what's coming up in this month in April? This is a great month to break through the log jams. The energy is going to be really intense the second half of the month. You and all of us can use this energy. It's going to feel really like you're on a roller coaster without a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. If you hang on and you ride the waves, you might see some of these blockages in your family just start to bust open in a good way.
Okay.
There you go.
Good.
All right. Just keep your chin up.
Okay.
And hugs to you.
Yeah, and hugs to you. All right. Let's get to Bob. Hey, Bob, what's your sign?
Hi, I'm Pisces.
Pisces. Okay.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Fine.
So what's going on in your life right now, Bob?
So it seems like a lot of health issues and stress issues. Okay. And now I've decided to make a change, and I've resigned from my job.
Good for you, Bob.
Wow. That's congratulations, I think. I hope that, I mean, it sounds like that's a good change.
Yes, I think so. I hope so.
And you've empowered yourself. And it sounds like you're using the energy really beautifully. What's going on with Pisces right now is you have Neptune, which is the planet that goes with your sign, and it's in your sign right now. Nobody living has had that experience before until now. Because Neptune moves 168 years it takes to go through the zodiac. So nobody is alive who's had this experience.
Except for Bob?
No, it's for all of us. But he's a Pisces. That's his planet. So it goes double for him. So what having Neptune in your planet is, it's like you're a super Pisces now.
Wow.
And so you can actually use it for healing, which you're doing, and balance. But what it does is it can help you dissolve all the junk out that hasn't been working. But you have to be intuitive about it, and it sounds like you're going with your gut with this job change, and that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it seems like you need to take the bleach out and really get some spring cleaning going on your soul here, because this is everything's in your favor right now, Bob. So it may seem like your back's against the wall, and you made some big decisions, but man, take advantage of what the universe is handing you and go for it. Go for the dreams you've been sitting on.
And you're starting a new year. You just had a birthday, so your personal year. Every single person on the planet, their personal year starts with their birthday. So you're at the brand new beginning of your cycle. This is a great time for you to do these things of like clean things out, get starting some new things, whatever those might be for you.
Great.
All right, Bob.
Great. Thank you very much.
My friend.
I wish you the best.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I think we have time for one more call here. And by the way, folks, you can visit Ann's website, right, Ann?
Yes, www.anbcommunications.com. And I will say, for anybody who's interested, there's tons of major energy coming up in the second half of April. And if people want to sign up for the newsletter, this is a good time. And you can find it on the top navigation of the website.
All right, let's take one more call before we got to take a break. We have Liz. Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's your sign and what's going on in your world right now?
I'm Scorpio. And my offer is job related.
Okay. What field are you
in? Nursing.
Nursing. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of Scorpios are related to things like healthcare and things like that. A lot of surgery and stuff. But boy, look at this. We've had three Scorpios call today. Are you worn out?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, TLC would be the order of the day for most Scorpios out there. I've seen so many of them are really struggling, if not health issues in their lives, in other people's lives. And I think you were saying that you had something job related?
Yes.
Yeah. What's happening with that?
I've been working part-time, but I really need to work full-time.
One thing that you might pay attention to is, first of all, we talked earlier about that idea that Saturn's going to move out in December, but also pay attention to mid-July. Jupiter is going to move up into the angle of the chart that affects your career, and Jupiter brings like gifts and good luck and wisdom and angels and stuff like that. If you can start visualizing, and Frank's talked about this a lot before in the show about the power, law of attraction,
yes.
Visualizing.
Big fan of it.
Start visualizing now for the summer to bring some good things for you.
Okay. And do you have a website?
I do. www.anb, like Ann Nordhaus Bike, communications, plural, .com. And there's a ton of resources there.
And Ann, do you do private consultations like this? Can people call you or sit down with you?
There's a way to contact me. Yeah, actually, it's listed under the astrology section. Sure.
Great.
I also do a newsletter, which is a terrific place for people to get information. But there's lots on the website. And you can get your birth chart for free on the website. And click on any symbol and a pop-up box comes and tells you what it means. So we have a lot of free things to help people.
Awesome.
Will WGN put a link site up?
Yeah, I'll have Caitlin put it up on my WGN page. Go to WGNradio.com/Frank Fontana, and you'll be able to get the link there in just about an hour or so.
Okay.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in and listening
to the
show.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Liz.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Do we have time for one more caller, Caitlin? All right. Well, if you can get on the phone right now, because we just cleared the phone lines, 312-981-7200. You know what? I was going to say something. Let's do Caitlin. All right? I feel bad. She's asking. She's sitting here.
Comfortable with that, Caitlin?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
All right. So, Caitlin, we have a minute for you. What is your sign and what is your problem?
I'm a Sagittarius, and I need full-time employment.
I'm going to take care of that for you.
Are you? Never mind.
Yeah, there's your sign. Done. She's hired. No, seriously. What can she look forward to?
Yeah. Okay. So you're a Sagittarius.
Yes.
And your planet is Jupiter. And so the sun's right now in Aries. So that's another fire sign like you. So that's good. That's a good placement. As we can see what's going on here, you're talking to Frank the Aries. But another great thing that's going on, you've probably been feeling like you just can't get it moving either because your planet's been in Cancer.
Yes.
And that's good for the rest of us because that's a place Jupiter loves to be. But it's a real uncomfortable place for you because it's not in a great angle with your sun sign. But if you pay attention to this July thing we've been talking about, Jupiter is going to move into a really nice sign for you, into Leo, and it's going to be more harmonious energy. So you might see some things break through, and Leo loves to think big, and you know about that. You have a little one who's a Leo.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's like the kings and the queens of the universe. They want the royal treatment. So start thinking large so you can live large, because Jupiter is the big planet of expansion.
I like it. Okay. Living large with Caitlin.
Yep. How big can you stand it?
Yeah, that's awesome. does that give you some hope and inspiration, Caitlin?
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Frank.
You better be looking at me.
Yeah, that's good. Speak up.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, we're talking about some stuff. You know, I got a new book I'm writing. Caitlin, you know, does some editing and stuff like that. So I'm gonna keep her busy for the next couple of months.
Life's good.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, and thank you so much. You've been a fantastic guest as always.
Thank you.
And once again, give your website so folks can find you.
Thanks so much. Website is www.anbcommunications.com, and I have a book also. It's called Follow the Sun: A Simple Way to Use Astrology for Living in Harmony, and it's very simple.
Just pay
attention to where the sun is.
You're awesome. You rock. And keep in mind, folks, I know there's a lot of callers still coming in. We will be bringing Ann. She always comes back. She's our resident astrologer here on the show. So you just got to, you know, tune into the website or visit my website, frankfontana.net, to learn when Ann will be back on, or follow me on Facebook or Twitter.